Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicky Pepper. Cal Kids was created by the state of California to help more children be able to afford and attend higher education. Children born in California starting on July 1st, 2022, and eligible low-income public school students are awarded a Cal Kids college savings account with an initial deposit in it. Enrollment in the savings program is automatic and families aren't required to contribute. On the line to tell us more is Julio Martinez, Executive Director of the ScholarShare Investment Board. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me on, Vicky.
Julio, start by telling us, what is Cal Kids and why was it created?
CalKids is a new statewide program that was implemented this past year, thanks in large part to Governor Newsom and the state legislature, who appropriated nearly $2 billion to create children's savings accounts for those children that are born in the state of California and those that are low income and enrolled in our public schools in grades 1st through 12th.
And who's eligible for CalKids?
So to be eligible, it's every child born in the state of California beginning on or after July 1st. Of 2022, and those children that are enrolled in public schools that are deemed low income and are enrolled in 1st through 12th grade.
What can CalKids funds be used for?
So CalKids funds can be used for a wide variety of things, but really primarily aimed at helping future students succeed in college. So they really can be used for things like books, tuition, fees, you know, computer equipment, those essential items that are necessary to get through college, and hopefully graduate.
And how can someone find out if they're eligible for CalKids?
To find out if you're eligible, it's really easy. All we ask families to do is go to our website, which is calkids.org, and in there we have an eligibility tool that just simply asks for some information that only parents would have. And that information are some of the obvious things like name, the county in which you know the child was either born or enrolled in. But there are two things that may need a little bit of digging around. And one is what we call the statewide student identifier. And that is a student ID number that is not really commonly known, but the parents should have it usually on a report card. Or if they don't have it, they can actually just ask their school or school district and they'll provide it. If you're a parent of a newborn child, it's called a local registration number. And that number is actually on your birth certificate or on the birth certificate of your child, rather. And so these pieces of information are really easy to get. And once you get them, just go to our website at calkids.org, punch it in, and it'll tell you if you're eligible or not.
And can someone add to or contribute to a CalKids account?
To a CalKids account, you cannot contribute directly. However, this program is designed to do two things, right? The first objective is to award money to these children and invest it in a college savings account so that it can hopefully grow over time and be useful to these students when they enroll at their institutions of higher education, right? But number two, this program is also designed to encourage families to prepare financially for the kind of continually increasing cost of a higher education. So we do encourage families to save on their own for their children's education. However, they cannot do it directly in a CalKids account. What we encourage families to do is to open a ScholarShare 529 account, which is the college savings plan for the state of California. And by opening that account, they can actually link it to their CalKids account where they can actually see both balances. They can see the amount that the state has invested in their child, but also see their own balance with that amount that they're actually contributing to their own account.
I'm speaking with Julio Martinez, Executive Director of the ScholarShare Investment Board. Tell us more about ScholarShare 529.
ScholarShare 529 is the state of California's official college savings plan. And we've been around since 1999. So we've been around for about 23 years. And we are a plan that is specifically designed to help families save for college and other post-secondary education expenses, right? And so what we want families to do and what the state of California has committed to do is to really kind of help educate families about not only the importance of saving for college, but also attending college, right? So college is becoming ever more important. And so we want families to prepare for the really what the true costs of higher education are. So at ScholarShare 529, we overlooked this college savings plan and we actually promoted, you know, statewide to families so that they can save And these plans typically, you know, come with great tax savings, flexibility, and really they're the what is considered like the best savings vehicle for any kind of post-secondary education, higher education, or even technical training after high school.
Where can someone go to open a 529 account?
To open a ScholarShare 529 account, simply visit ScholarShare529.com. And on there, we have a lot of information for parents. We have a savings calculator if you want to determine how much you want to save for your child's education based on your budget, based on your goals, based on your child's goals. So we have a lot of tools. We have videos. We have webinars that you can sign up for. So there, you can simply just open an account in less than 15 minutes, and it requires very little information, and it's really easy and quick to open.
Tell us again how we link a CalKids account with a ScholarShare 529 account.
Sure. So once a family actually goes onto the CalKids website at calkids.org, families can actually register their account. If they're eligible, they will be able to register with some basic information. And once they register, they will, one, be able to view their balance, the amount that the state of California has invested in their children, and actually see the fluctuations in, you know, in the market and see how their account is actually doing. Hopefully, over time, it'll grow, right? But number two, when they're ready to open their own ScholarShare 529 account and link it, it's very simple. They can actually do it from that portal as well. You just click on the button that says create or link a ScholarShare 529 account. Once you open that account, you link it, and you can actually see both balances on that portal. We call it the parent portal under the CalKids website. And once you're in there, again, you can kind of view your own balance, but also link your existing or new ScholarShare 529 account.
Why should families take advantage of this opportunity?
Well, first of all, I think it's really important for families to become aware of this program because the state is investing a significant amount of money in the lives of these children to ensure that especially low-income and traditionally underserved or underrepresented students to attend college. We understand that families with college savings accounts are 3 to 4 times more likely to go to college and actually complete college. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to like equalize the playing field for all families to make sure that they understand that the state believes that all children, regardless of their income and their background, that they have an opportunity to pursue their educational dreams. And so what we're hoping to do is with these monies, invest in these children, have them grow over time, and hopefully have these children take advantage of these because over time, they could amount to a significant amount and make a dent in their finances as they're trying to, you know, enroll and succeed and, you know, and complete their educational pursuits, but also encourage them to kind of really think about the true cost of a higher education, which continues to change and continues to increase. And we want families to prepare and think about the entire process of really succeeding in that effort.
Can organizations partner with CalKids?
Yes. If there are organizations out there listening to this report, there are a lot of ways where organizations can partner with the CalKids program. Go to our website at calkids.org. There is a tab for partners. And on that website, you can actually sign up, put in your information, and let us know, you know, what capacity you'd like to partner with us on. But also, we do have marketing toolkits designed specifically for partners that have like customizable flyers, social media posts, you know, sample press releases, and just sample content. So we're trying to make the lives of our partners easier. So simply just grab what you can. And if you want to spread the information to your families, we'd really appreciate that.
And how can families find out more?
We encourage families to go to our website, which is full of resources and information and, you know, even ways to verify whether or not your child is eligible or not. So we encourage families to go to our website at calkids.org, and also if you want more information, we have informational webinars that are free. Just simply sign up and you can participate and ask questions, and our representatives will do their best to answer all of your questions and help you.
I've been speaking with Julio Martinez, Executive Director of the ScholarShare Investment Board. Any last thoughts for us, and give us the website again for CalKids?
Sure. My last thoughts are really just I encourage families to check the website out, look at all of the resources, and check if your child is eligible. Over 50% of our students are going to be eligible. And so, and again, every newborn beginning July 1st of this past summer, July 1st of 2022, is eligible for an amount. And so we encourage families to check their eligibility, review our resources that are really, really insightful and helpful. And if you want that website, it is calkids.org. And we encourage families to check it out.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for making a difference in the lives of our kids.
Thank you for having us on and helping us spread the word among families in the state.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.